It's Thursday, August 18th, 2022. I'm Jay Samudiel, and this is the Hidden Node, Dog Days, a podcasting edition. Today we're visiting the Maintenance Crew, an NPC designed for sci-fi campaigns. The Enforcer swung at the door again, his Fulgur club bursting into arcs of electricity. The lock began to buckle under the onslaught, but then warning chimes went off throughout the hall. The party moved closer together, facing out to deal with whatever oncoming threat would lash out against them. They saw movements near the ceiling, dozens of little spade-shaped creatures pouring from crevices. The telekinetic started prepping a mind blast while the Enforcer readied another charge in his club. The swarm of machines swept along the walls and surrounded them, before flowing towards the battered barrier. It was the system breaker that halted them when she let out a warning. "It's not us they're after," she said. "It's the door." They moved like a kaleidoscope as the drones fell into odd patterns over the broken latch. Small flakes of material swept from mini limb to mini limb until the old piece had been completely torn out and replaced. The Enforcer grumbled while the other two watched in awe as the machines worked. Another set of chimes, and they dispersed, except for a larger diamond-shaped machine that waddled towards them. It held something small, fluttering, that turned out to be a small leaflet. It dropped it in front of the party, and with a small flick of the wrist, the telekinetic lifted the sheet before them.
A bill for damages?
They said in unison. The party looked up at the new lock, shiny, perfect, and open. It was repaired, but not reset. The door hung ajar, ready for them to pass through. The maintenance crew is an annoyance to a party. Whether on space stations, high-tech facilities, or luxury living zones, the swarm is a cluster of machines that wants to keep things in top shape. They don't care if the party is there, that's another system's problem. But they do care if the party breaks things in the care of the swarm. The crew will watch from a distance, observe any disturbances, announce their presence, and then fix what's been smashed. Their behavior is meant to be predictable, as that lies in the heart of manipulating them. As drones, they can't help but keep things clean. Their hyper-focus on the task, even if it means breaking other protocols. Their job is to fix, not security, not reporting intruders, fix. In sci-fi, there are a swarm of creatures resembling mechanical insects. They beep and chirp and make loud modem noises at the party as they bumble their way through the facility. In fantasy, they're a swarm of dust motes, moving about an ancient shrine, repairing old statues and keeping the torches lit in an ancient crypt. In cyberpunk, they're a swarm of human-faced birds that sweep across digital realms, searching out different types of data and keeping a network clean. The swarm is here to do a job, and the characters are the ones in the way. Fix, clean, move on. Let the rest of the systems deal with the problems about intruders. So another NPC that is a problem unto itself, but also the solution to a dungeon. When I was thinking about this concept, I had two creatures in mind. First, Mo from Wall-E, and second, the little dust motes from Spirited Away. Both of those kind of just morph together into these little annoyed maintenance bots that just want to get things fixed, that they don't, the rest of the protocols, whatever. Just don't break things. Get out of the way. You know, don't cause me any problems. Keep this place clean and I don't care what you do. Security, whatever. Clean. Maybe the maintenance bots repair the security drones. Maybe they don't. Who knows? Let the party find out. Let them kind of set the pace of, is this a very hostile environment, or can they play to their advantage? The audio portion of this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Sounds and music are provided by Sirenscape's Shipboard sound set. Please see the website for individual song and sound usage. The text of this episode is shared under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Have a good time with the character, and let me know if you use them for something. Until tomorrow. Bye-bye.